Officials here say that while the United States supports an end to the fighting as soon as possible, it also wants a ceasefire arrangement that will be more durable than its failed predecessor and deal with the core problems of Gaza. The administration has drawn international criticism for, among other things, resisting Arab-led ceasefire efforts in the UN Security Council that urged an immediate end to the fighting, but which U.S. officials said failed to adequately address Hamas rocket fire. At a White House photo session Monday with Sudanese Vice President and Southern Sudan Regional Leader Salva Kiir Mayardit, President Bush said a truce arrangement must stop Hamas rocket fire once and for all.
All of us, of course, would like to see, violence stop, but not at the expense of an agreement that does not prevent the crisis from happening again. I know people are saying, let's have a ceasefire, and that those are noble ambitions. But any ceasefire must have the conditions in it so that Hamas does not use Gaza as a place from which to launch rockets.
At a news briefing, State Department spokesman Sean McCormick provided additional information on U.S. diplomatic aims. He said in telephone diplomacy, Secretary Rice is seeking a three-pronged accord that would end Hamas rocket fire, deal with tunnels from Egypt through which Hamas has been getting smuggled arms, and fully reopen Gaza crossings to address the dire humanitarian conditions in the Strip and eventually restore normal economic life. McCormick said a crossings accord would be based on the one Rice negotiated in 2005, but which was never fully implemented. That element would presumably appeal to Hamas, which has framed its rocket fire as an act of resistance because Israel has refused to end its Gaza blockade. The spokesman suggested that international monitoring provisions of the 2005 movement and crossings accord could be strengthened.
There are a lot of different ways to come at this, and in terms of the crossings, there is provision in there for monitors, Palestinian Authority working with EU monitors. And for some time, that was working quite well on the Rafah crossing. And again, that could serve as a model for reopening those crossings. But again, all these pieces have to fit together.
McCormick said Rice had had 17 telephone conversations with foreign officials since Saturday, mainly European Union counterparts, though there were also two conversations Sunday with Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abdelrahid, whose government has been a go-between with Hamas. The spokesman said Rice has no current travel plans in connection with the Gaza crisis. Sunday, she canceled what was to have been her final trip abroad as Secretary of State, instead sending her deputy, John Negroponte, to inaugurate the new U.S. embassy in Baghdad and to attend an observance in Beijing of the 30th anniversary of full U.S. relations with mainland China. David Gallis, VOA News, the State Department.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。